This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. There's no relief in sight for Americans waiting for more federal relief aid during the coronavirus pandemic. They might have to wait until fall at this point. Negotiations in Washington over a new coronavirus aid package have all but ended. The White House and Congress are far apart on the size, scope, and approach on relief for households, schools, and a national strategy to contain the virus. President Donald Trump's top negotiator, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, tried to revive stalled talks Wednesday, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer dismissed what they called an overture, saying the Trump administration is still refusing to meet them halfway. President Trump said Democrats are holding the American people hostage. Police in the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, used tear gas Wednesday night to disperse protesters. The group were at a building that houses a police precinct and jail. Authorities declared the latest in what have been several months of nightly protests as a riot. They said some demonstrators engaged in criminal activity that included setting fires and lighting fireworks outside a federal courthouse. The protests began after the death in police custody of George Floyd in the state of Minnesota, with those in Portland and many other places across the country calling for police reforms and steps to address racial inequality. Global markets are mixed Thursday, with the political stalemate in Washington over the new round of pandemic relief measures causing worry among investors. More stories for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong media mogul Jimmy Lai is likening freedom to oxygen Thursday. The media company owner spoke out for the first time after being arrested for violating the new national security law imposed in Hong Kong by China. He was then released on bail, and local reports say $6.5 million of his assets have been frozen. Lai spoke via live link for the first time, saying he was filled with emotion when he saw all the supporters shouting for joy at his release. He also called the raid of his Apple Daily newspaper by 200 police officers a, quote, violation of the people's belief in the freedom of the speech. When comparing freedom to oxygen in Hong Kong, he said the oxygen is getting thin. We're all choking, but we're still taking care of each other, and we keep resisting and fighting for the rule of law and freedoms. Lai's charges include subversion and collusion with a foreign country, which are new offenses under the new national security law. Rwanda is using mathematics to compensate for shortages of supplies needed to test citizens for the coronavirus. Researchers are using an algorithm when testing samples from groups of people, and then each person in a group, if a test comes back positive for COVID-19. Leon Mutesa, a member of Rwanda's government's COVID-19 task force, told the Associated Press, reducing the number of samples being tested means they can report to people being tested within a day. Researchers also say the mathematical approach allows for more tests to be done in a shorter period of time. Rwanda is said to have conducted 300,000 COVID-19 tests. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency says that Israel successfully tested its Arrow 2 ballistic missile interceptor on Wednesday. The Arrow 2 and a new generation system, Arrow 3, serve as the top tier of an integrated Israeli shield built-up, with the U.S. backing to withstand various potential missile salvos. The top U.S. commander for the Middle East is warning that elements of the Islamic State group are working to rebuild in western Syria, where the U.S. has little visibility or presence. General Frank McKenzie says conditions in the region west of the Euphrates River are as bad or worse than they were leading up to the rise of the Islamic State. McKenzie also warns that the coronavirus has complicated efforts to move people out of refugee camps in Syria. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.